The fight against terrorism has many fronts. One of them is diplomatic, and it centers on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bush administration has struggled to make any progress in the long-stalled Middle East peace process. But Britain's foreign minister thinks that 2009 could be a good year for progress in the region. David Miliband delivered that message while visiting the Middle East this week. The World's Aaron Schachter heard the British foreign minister speak at the American University of Beirut. He filed this report.
Miliband's tour is clearly designed to generate regional goodwill and possibly to set the UK up in people's minds as an independent broker rather than a tool of the United States.
The reason I've come today is because I think most of the problems of the modern world, and it certainly applies in the Middle East, require more than traditional diplomacy, what you might call cultural diplomacy, and they also require some commercial diplomacy. And I think those three aspects fit together, and so I think it's always important to try to have a degree of engagement, especially if I might say so, with the younger generation.
But in a later question and answer session, the younger generation at the university was a tough sell. This is the reaction from a student named Samia.
I understand from you coming here, you're trying to build bridges with what the UK would perceive as moderates, because, you know, you're not too keen on Hezbollah and that end of the political spectrum. So I'd like to make a plea. Please stop humiliating moderates. And please stop giving what you perceive as extremists. I do not agree with you. Good cause for their stance. So please, stop.
Faculty and students berated Britain for what they saw as its blind adherence to failed U.S. foreign policy, especially with regards to Israel and Iraq, and for talking about democracy on the one hand while supporting undemocratic or repressive regimes on the other. This is political science professor Ahmed Musali.
When you support regimes that are repressing their own people all over the Middle East, then it is we are fighting outside and inside in order to bring about change. I wish you good luck in trying to resolve the Arab-Israeli conflict, though I doubt all of you will do that.
Miliband was undeterred by the criticism. He spoke of the UK's unwavering support for a two-state solution in Israel-Palestine and of Britain's insistence that Jewish settlements are illegal. He said the notion that his government supports repressive regimes simply isn't true. He also highlighted Britain's attempts to bring Syria in from the diplomatic cold and keep it out of Lebanon's affairs. Miliband told the audience that his four-city Mideast tour left him with the impression that next year will be potentially decisive. And Britain's top diplomat said he's confident the new U.S. administration understands the challenges it faces.
I think that the priorities that they've set out in foreign policy around the Middle East, around nuclear non-proliferation, around the position in Pakistan and Afghanistan, which is particularly important to us, are consistent with ours. I think that their interest in renewing the multilateral system are significant and good. People know that there is a renewal and change going on in the States, and that America is the world's largest superpower. It has more power to do good than anywhere else in the world.
For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.